Ah, yes, indeed. This is the Big L, 11L Radio New York International. We got to get out of here. I mean, I would love to try to come back on because I know the show is recorded, at least the live version of it. If for some reason John Lightning can drop the signal, then I will be on after I sign off when I get home from the barbecue. But I don't think it's going to happen. Because I think John's going to be too inebriated from the hydro weed or from the big bottle of wine that I'm bringing over. So if it is, I will come back on the air. If not, then I will be gone. But hey, let's finish up the show with the Staple Singers. One of my favorite songs. If you're ready, the Staple Singers here on 11L on Memorial Day weekend.
If you're ready.
Yeah.
If you're ready.
Come on, join us.
If you're ready, hey, hey. Come on, go with me. No hatred.
Come go with me.
We'll be tolerating.
Come go with me.
Peace.
Your radio. Now it's time to leave. RNI Radio New York International. This time signs off until next time. You'll be back.
show is over, I gotta go.
Try it by yourself sure. Once. If you just pay
him, the show is over, I gotta go. Sherry.
The show is over, we gotta go.
The show is over, we gotta go.
Now,
show is over, we gotta go. Show is over, we gotta go. Bye, y'all.
There we go. Hey, another show on the air. Well, recorded live at the Brooklyn studio and broadcasted absolutely live from the 11L Network in Staten Island. Hey, everyone, it is Dave, and I'm out of here. Hey, I want to say special thanks to Palmyra Delran and the Doppelgang for the wonderful show that they played at the Hard Rock Cafe, as well as the Jelly Bricks. So, where do we go from here? Well, I'm hopefully going to go on the air in a few moments, as soon as this ends, if it's possible. If not, well, re-listen to the show. Thank you, folks, first of all, for listening to the show, if you did. And if you didn't, shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. You. Anyway, I got to get out of here. I thought Aaron might be calling in at this moment to say goodbye, but no, he didn't. He didn't. So, but I do want to thank Aaron from Power Popaholic for supplying me with these great segments with music you need to hear. Here he goes. I guilted him into calling. Hey, did I guilt you into calling?
Yes, I'd like to call it. I listen to the Boogeyman all the time. I love it.
Yeah, suck up to me. And tell me, what's the best radio station in New York?
11L, WRNI.
Ah, I was going to say WNEW-FM, or WBLS, or W, the Big W.
Remember WDRE?
Yes, that was the music that dared to be different.
Right, exactly. When WLIR went off the air, they tried to do WDRE. I forgot it was a different letters, and they tried to move to a different station. It never worked out.
WDRE, the station that dared to be different, and look what happened to them. We're on the air, and they're not.
Well, you're different enough, Dave. We don't need anybody else.
Oh, God. I don't know if that's a compliment or a backslap. I don't know. It could go either way. So hopefully I'm going to go on the air after I sign off because this is being recorded live at the studio, and I'm going over to John's for a barbecue. And what are you doing today?
Today, I've had sciatic problems all weekend, so I'm going to be on my back half the day, and the other half of the day I'm doing laundry. So it's you know, that and having burgers in from the backyard.
That sounds like a fun day. Except for being on your back.
It's a good weekend.
Burgers on your back. Is that like a new thing? Burgers on your back, you know?
Burgers on your back.
Come to McDonald's for burgers on your back. As long as the onions aren't hot. They could burn. Oh, shoot. They could burn.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to drop that in your lap.
No, you don't. So, anyway, hey, listen, the music ended. And thank you for your segment, even though I didn't hear it yet.
You're welcome, Dave. I'm sure you'll love it. I'm sure you'll love it once you get to hear it.
If not, really, you know, cool, every single song you play, I love. Every single song. Not everyone. You know, some I love more than others. Put it that way.
I know. This is a really good variety because you gave me a little more freedom this week to, expand out my time. So, you know, I have a variety from adult pop all the way to real rocking power pop. It's got some variety this week.
So you're playing some adult pop, so you're playing Johnny Mathis with Chances Are.
Not quite. It's the Pearl Fishers.
I don't know who they are.
They have transitioned from, power pop.
Is that a sexual thing? They've transitioned from this to that, or is it? I'm confused.
They basically started out as a Brian Wilson style pop band, and they, you know, then they added strings and horns and got a little bit more, Burt Bacharach, basically, and they basically moved into that direction instead of, the more guitar direction.
Well, the Beach Boys started out as more guitar surf music, and then they morphed into strings, and, you know, they did the same thing.
Yeah, but, I mean, they always stayed, you know, but even with, like, stuff like Kokomo, they've always stayed in, like, the adult pop thing, but they never really went to sort of, like, you know, the Look of Love or that kind of style of
the classy pop. The classy adult oriented music. Okay, I get it.
I get it. You know, there's a few power pop artists that have done that. Brent Cash is another guy who did this, transferred over into that realm, basically.
Oh, okay. You know, I mean, the only good thing about Kokomo, and there is one good thing about the song. Okay, really. Yes. When I went to see the Beach Boys many a year ago, that's that famous show where Brian walked off the stage before the first intermission when Mike Love was doing a song. And, you know, Brian was like kind of cleaning his nails and wiping the keyboard down. And he got up, looked around, said, well, nothing's happening here. I'm going to go take a bath, take a shit or something. And he walked off the stage during that song, which was very cool. For me, later on in the show, when the Beach Boys did the song Kokomo, I looked to my buddy Steve and said, hey, I got to get out of here. This is time to go. You know, I got to take a shit, got to leave before the crowd. And I walked out as soon as I realized it was Kokomo. So Kokomo is a good departing song.
Yeah, and that act that Brian pulls, I think he does that at every show. He gets up from the piano for a song he doesn't like. He gets up. He basically says, all right, I'm just going to, you know, wander around, figure out what else to do. He's like my dad after he wakes up in his bathrobe, you know? It's like,
right. Oh, I got to go do this. Yeah. He's a wandering Jew, right? I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, Aaron, listen, I got to get out of here because I got to get ready to go to the barbecue so I can come home and then do live radio, maybe.
Enjoy.
I shall.
Eat a burger for me.
I definitely will. I got some really good burgers, you know, these things that are packaged in this cardboard with a see-through lid. It's very weird. It looks like some sort of upscale burger that
and
I don't.
Some real Coke with real sugar in it from Mexico.
Well, John will have that. I can't drink the sugared Coke.
No,
I can't drink that stuff. Oh God! I mean, that's why all the Cubans have every other tooth missing because they have the sugar cane. And it's true, man. It is true. You know, it is true. Anyway, Aaron, let me get out of here. Be well, be happy, have a good, safe Memorial Day weekend. And again, think of the vets who gave their lives because they would love to have a burger on their back with you today. I know that.
I salute our fallen heroes, Dave.
Okay, be well, Aaron. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, that was Aaron from Power Popaholic. Gosh, you got me into a radio mood when I'm really looking to sign off. But okay, I'll play one more song. I've ended the show on this before, and Julian Cannonball Adderley. For those who are up late, we've got the jazz segment on WRVR Jazz 88. Mercy, mercy, mercy. I don't know, just a religious-themed ending of the show. I like it. Hey, maybe we'll switch to Christian Broadcasting Network. Then I can definitely get on WBCQ.
Mercy. Thank you.
Yeah, I really got to get out of here. Aaron, like, you think I know when I'm going to put your segment on? I haven't even put together the show, but you'll probably go on before Palmyra Del Ran, probably around the 9:30 hour. This is very confusing because I'm still working on the show, yet the show is ended, but it's broadcasting later. Very weird. Anyway, this is 1968 Solid Gold, Cliff Noble and the Horse.